Well, welcome back, everyone. I'm Jenna Shputis filling in for Ingrid Castle of Vaccine Truth, who is in the chat tonight. Hi, Ingrid. And we are going to talk further about solutions in this critical time. We are at war. There is a complete assault, and only the people that are aware are the ones concerned enough to look for answers. And I'd like to just volunteer more suggestions on how we are going to maneuver in this time. Tony, this morning you were saying, you know, if people can get out of the city and form like some sort of network, they have to be skilled in electromagnetic defense and things that you know about. But I mean, when you were describing what it looks like to survive outside, outside of the cities, I was kind of overwhelmed. But you might as well overwhelm the audience too.
Well, you know what? This is the way I look at it. Better die free on your feet than enslaved to a chip. That's how I look at it. Going out and being off-grid means a lot more than what people think. Everybody's got this idea we're going to be living like we did in the 1800s, you know, horse and buggy and farming and all this stuff. We're going to be doing something of that effect, but we're going to be doing it a whole lot differently than they ever did. Everything would have to be grown indoors. You'd have to create static air filters. You'd have to create a static discharge or an ionizing filter for the water that you're going to be using. You'd have to produce your own electricity. You'd have to be able to produce EMPs of all kinds of high-level strength. You're going to have to be able to produce static discharging devices that can create major ionic atmosphere so that if you are hit with a swarm or a drone, whether it be a land drone or an air one, you have the area so ionized that they couldn't function, because you will be in a war. And you're going to have to start, and you're going to have to think you're going to be in a war. They're not going to let you just go out into the wild blue yonder. Data was given to China under the FIPA that Mr. Harper gave us to China. We got a moron in Ottawa right now that basically got us in bed with China. So Canada's pretty much sunk. The United States will be the last bastion that will go down. And what they'll do with the United States, what I'm seeing anyway, is they will regionalize it and split it up. They'll split up Canada as well, because it's too big. They're too big to manage. And with the way things have been going, we have seen the enemy, and the enemy is us, meaning that we've seen the enemy, and the enemy is our government. In our government, they betrayed us. I was just talking on the show earlier, because I talked a lot of times to the General Commonwealth. I talked to Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, UK, Canada, US. And, you know, I mention all the time how the Commonwealth countries have been betrayed by our own governments. And they want us off the lands. And then my thinking is they want Chinese want to take everything over. So because they need the land and they need the resources. And Canada's loaded with resources. So this is what we're dealing with. We're dealing on a near extinction event with those of us that are still here. So anybody that can still think and can function has to look at the off-grid experience is going to require people that can actually live together and work together, and keep in mind and keep in the forefront that the enemy that we're dealing with will not be each other, because they basically polarized us so that we self-isolate ourselves from each other. And right, it's going to be a whole different way of looking at things, building force fields, building, you know, static discharge units, EMP guns, rail guns. These are the things that's going to stop this technology. These things are built with a carbamer-diamine component. They will stop a 50-caliber bullet. Unless you hit them in a vital spot, a power supply, or someplace, they will basically repel a shot. You may knock them down, but they'll get back up. This is what we're dealing with. Okay, and the guys that are building these guys, like that Gotso guy that built Sophia, they are developing these things, and they're making them more and more advanced. They have been fortifying artificial intelligence. What we're looking at right now is artificial general intelligence. All these are just the peripheral of the real AI. The real AI was given its autonomy 9 years ago by the U.S. military. What we're seeing today are the many multifactions of artificial intelligence that's out there, again, collecting data. And when you start talking that they're now dealing with what I call femto technology, using atoms to alter and to create things from an atomic level without nano, without anything. They say it's a million times more efficient than nano. We're dealing with, like I said, something that's way past whatever we can handle here. So everything is going to be different. A gun is going to be good to have for hunting. You know, and unless you're dealing with a flesh and blood life form, it may offer some defense as well, but you have to also realize that a lot of the flesh and blood life form may actually also be augmented to some sort of super soldier program, which is going on right now. China and the United States are developing some kind of soldier that they've got something from outer space that can handle radiation, so they're trying to genetically merge that with their soldiers. So, you know, when we're looking at transhuman is not what we think it is. Everyone thinks that we're going to become machines. That's not true at all. It's the actual opposite. Machines are going to become us. And when you look at the construct of what they're doing with artificial intelligence and circuitry, it's all based on our physiology. It's all based on our biology. The brains they're going to be using in the future are going to be what they call organoids. These are going to be flesh brains integrated with a nano computing system, because the DNA makes it more efficient than what they currently have now. It can store memory, it can run at high velocity speeds. When you're talking, again, AI, it's running at 50 million computations per quanta second. So we're dealing with something that can outthink us, can outmaneuver us, so you're going to have to really really be on your game. And whoever goes out into the off-grid world is not coming back. You know, there's got to be an agreement that once you leave, there's no return. Because anybody that goes back to whatever they left will bring the rest of the antagonists back with them. So it's not going to be an easy thing, and yeah, it is a little overwhelming, but it can be done. And again, you got to remember, the less tech you have, if you go out off-grid, there's no cell phone. If you have a computer, it's completely disengaged until you use it just only for either data research or references to figure out how to do things. I'm encouraging people now, any data that you have that's worth its salt, download it or burn it onto disk. The disk can survive an EMP. Your hard drives can't. Your flash drives can't. Put everything on that. Put everything on your hard drives, and then again, create an EMP-proof box to keep these things in. You're going to need a reader, and you're going to need some sort of basic, very basic computer to be able to read what you've got on these things. Because if you go out there and you bring the data with you, you have a higher chance of surviving whatever is going on. Thriving in the environment you're going to be into. Because you're going to need no tech, no cell phones. Anyone brings a cell phone, you either shoot them on the spot or you separate, one or the other. Because that's a homing device. Everything that we're looking at today is going to put us in a position where we are severing ourselves from all tech in the sense that we're no longer connecting to any grid. None.
Right. And we're looking at personal skills, personal interest, and having those things as a trading commodity amongst the people that you can actually deal with. Brian and I, we have been dabbling. We're semi-rural in biochar, making charcoal, fire and water, those basic elements. Yeah. And there are healing potentials. It's very good for growing vegetables and aerating the soil. there are lots of, there's 55 different uses, including charcoal in a setting mixed with cement actually does block EMFs. And that I thought was very interesting.
Yeah,
water filtration.
Carbon,
yep.
Yeah. Carbon will block the 60 signal if you got it dense enough. But you can't grow outdoors. That's the thing. Everyone's got to get past this lunacy. If you plant anything outdoors, it will be contaminated with nano. It all would have to be done in an indoor shielded environment because you don't know what's coming down. You have no idea what they're composing up there. You have no idea what composites are in the atmosphere from 70, 75 years of mixing together. You got bacteria up there. We got bacteria now from the Earth that has left the Earth and gone airborne. That's how dense the air is filled with this stuff. So you're no longer going to be able to farm traditionally. You're going to have to be using things like aquaponics, hydroponics. You know, the idea of growing anything outdoors, it will just be contaminated. And the simplest stuff to do is put it under a microwave, whatever you're putting under in a plate, put a glass jar over it, and turn the microwave on for 20 seconds, see if it sparks. If it does, you know the thing's loaded. And again, you cannot wash this stuff off. It embeds into the DNA of the plant. Right now, the animals can eat whatever they're eating. You can eat the animals, and the animals will filter out a lot of it. But I have actually spiked my veal. I buy veal, thinking that it's got less of the contamination. I'll spike that for an hour, and you should see the nano that comes out of the veal. So
yeah, and definitely I definitely focusing on root vegetables has been really important. Greenhouses are great, yeah. And if there is no food, definitely a solution of starting a garden, focusing on the root vegetables for sustenance, and storing those, you know, what commodities you can, a lot of dried milk. But Scott had read in some of his research that biochar was only associated with the opponents of, you know, this climate change, world-altering movement. But there are 55 known uses, positive attributes. And what's your current opinion of rural occupation, free of all carbon credits, in what people can do? You know, it's just like just sitting there and waiting it out. There has to be actually some sort of momentum of alternative culture.
You're going to be squatting. You're not going to be able to buy any land because any deed you have will, again, bring people to you. You know, it's going to be like the old Indians used to live. You're going to squat. Now, you have to understand, you're going to be in a planet that's going to have sensors everywhere. And if you're in their 15-minute, whatever, you're going to be picked up. Now, if you don't have the tech on you, you're also going to be picked up. Facial recognition does not require you to look at their face anymore. It can do a body read. It can do whatever. If there's any profile on you in their database, they'll be able to identify you. So you won't be able to really be anywhere within any place that's developed. You may be able to find abandoned cities to, again, take over that may have been, you know, forgotten. There may be silos you may find that may have been forgotten. You may have to move in areas where, again, you're not anywhere near anything civil. You're gonna have to be like Sasquatch or SETI. You know, you're gonna live out in the bush, and you're not gonna make any contact because any contact will alert them to the fact that you exist.
Sure.
So as far as carbon credits and all that crap, you know what? If I'm going into the bush, I'm not letting anybody know where I'm going, why I'm going. I'm gone. I could give a shit about carbon credits. I can give a shit about your taxes. I can give a shit about your system. I'm gone. And that's how you have to think. You're leaving everything behind. You're saying, F it. I'm finished with this. It's system. The system is corrupt to the core. It has to fall. It has to completely come undone. But in the meantime, I don't want to be part of it when it falls apart.
All right. And now I understand, and I also want to address that there we do have some callers, and I want to probably turn it around to something that we've got. Oh, okay. We have JW from Oklahoma on the line, and we have a question. Hello, caller. What do you got?
Hello.
Hey, JW, thanks for calling. Do you have a question or comment on the topic we're speaking of tonight?
You guys are on point. This is one of the most probably important things the world has to deal with right now. We have to deal with the earthly. How do we deal with what God says? And it's here now.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for that. And do you have a question?
Yes. If this, what you guys are talking about, how do we deal as earthly beings? How do we deal with this and stay?
All right. We thank you very much for that question. We are trying to deal with that. And I do want to move that call on because I understand it wasn't very clear communication. Thank you so much. I think that we are trying to plot out a strategy with some informed background of what we are dealing with and realize that no one else is going to be helping us. And our individual life speaks to what our directions are, where our interests are, and where we can find people that we can work with, because it wouldn't be fun to be doing this all on your own. And I, for one, want to invite Scott for some of your insights into some of the conversations that you're having at your bookstore.
Well, I'm speaking to everybody I know, everybody I meet, not just at the bookstore. I meet the majority of people there, but everybody I see on the street, every store I go to. Even made pamphlets with the information showing them the policy arms in our government. The majority of people that look at this information feel there's no ethics involved. It doesn't matter if they've taken no shots or six shots. Once they're shown the proper information, they seem to wake up to some level to the point where they think there's no ethics. If people were concerned on concentrating on those people rather than the awake ones, I think there might be some way to slow this down or at least grow larger, at least the community. If we were, people were trying to break societies or whatever, we would grow larger. I have people just supporting me that have taken four shots that are
Scott,
just supporting me because of what I'm telling people.
Scott, we're gonna just take a short break. We'll pick that up on the other side.
Yeah.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Jenna Shaputis, and I am speaking with Tony Pantelaresco and James Scott McKillop, and we are talking about strategies because both of my guests are highly informed and up to date on what is happening on this planet. It is Earth Day, and we have covered the gamut in the onslaught, and we are seeking out remedies, livelihood choice, and direction, knowing what we know. And we do have some callers, but I do want to remind all the callers that it needs to be on point because we don't want to waste any time here. Question or comment on point from Chance in West Virginia.
Question. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, Chance. How are you tonight?
Okay. I have a question for one of your guests. I can't recall which one it was, but I mentioned Lou Gehrig's iodine. Oh, I'd say about a little over a year ago, I bought 8 bottles, 8 4 ounces of Lou before. Now, I think it was to cleanse and purify drinking water and for nuclear fallout. Let's know what guest used it for and in what dosage he used it for and for what purpose.
You got that, Tony?
I only heard part of the question. I don't know. He's asking about Lugo's iodine, but I didn't get the rest of it.
He wants to know, what do you use it for, and how do you use it?
I use it for everything. I used it at the time to keep me alive. Because the nano had broken me down pretty bad. I was using usually maintenance dose is about 4 drops once or twice a day in water. That's 5% solution. For maintenance, therapeutic, you're using 20 drops in a glass of water 3 times a day, and you're taking it with selenium and magnesium to offset any heart palpitation that may occur.
Yeah, see, now when I bought it, I think I bought it for the reason for cleansing and purifying drinking water. Is that correct? And for nuclear fallout, I believe it helps.
Well, it does do those things. It does a variety of things, you know. It has an anti-aging aspect to it. It has a brain-boosting function to it. It has an immune system function to it. If you're a type of person that feels cold, you're looking at the overall immune system. It works.
That's what cold, and you
get cold very quickly. If you use it for a short period of time, it'll make you more resistant to the cold. You don't feel it as much.
Yes, sir. See, that's what I was driving at. I bought it, and I can't remember why I bought it. I've had it for so long. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you so much, Chance. Chance, we've got a really bad connection, so we're going to move on to Andy in Texas.
Hello?
Andy in Texas, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. You guys got me? You can hear me?
Yes, we can. Go ahead.
Okay, so no. You were talking about tolerance. You were talking about, feedback, doing stuff. It appears to me that the world has decided that we're gonna hit this stuff one at a time, because we can't get any groups together. And you know, even France can get a group of people together to go do some stupid stuff to get attention and show that they're doing something. We can't even do that. And when that does happen in our country, it's usually Antifa or BLM. And so, yes, the wonderful stuff is the things that you guys are talking about, stuff that could help people. But everybody's going to be an individual, and they're just not going to listen or do exactly what they need to do. It's a very confusing time to be alive. Would you agree?
The enemy will force that issue. They're thinking in terms of here and now, and I agree with you. Right now, they're not going to get people to cooperate. But when you got a machine beating down your door, you got something coming at you that is advanced technology, that's going to adversity will force unity. Always does.
Okay, we are coming up on a break, and we will be right back in just a couple minutes, and we'll take another caller right after that. Thanks.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Welcome back, everyone. We are talking with Tony Pantelaresco and James Scott McKillop. James and, or Scott and ourselves, we have been trading information back and forth and generally giving out posts of guidance in understanding how this big picture global network and communitarian tentacles have reached into all collectivized endeavors, including religions. So I just want to give that mention that, you know, there isn't going to be any benevolent collectivized endeavor to join like an eco village or an intentional community that will be clear, you know, because if they're on the web, they're part of the problem. So I want to remind our callers that we're going to stay on topic and keep it short. We've got Dave in New York.
And he spoke about cold fusion, and I sent him some information on that. It was very interesting controversy. But one of you two were talking about the evidence for whether SARS-CoV-2 doesn't exist or exists as a virus or whatever. And you mentioned there were no metabolites. I wonder what specifics you have that indicate that that this does not exist and there are no metabolites. Which specific metabolites are you talking about?
Any virus or any protein will leave a metabolite. They never had any proof. Nobody ever found it. USA never found it. Canada never
What protein are you talking about? What protein are you talking about?
Viruses are proteins.
Well, no, there's a protein coat. It was glycopeptides in the capsid, but the inside was mRNA.
You're talking semantics here. They never any biomarker. Let's go this way. They never found any biomarker that it even existed. And it didn't exist. This was all being used. They were utilizing frequencies to create the dynamic. And when people took these jabs, that's when they got infected. Like I said, you had 7 universities in the United States alone. Top universities, MIT, UCLA, one in Texas, there were like 7 of them. None of them could find it. China couldn't find it, amazingly. Japan couldn't find it. South Korea couldn't find it.
They couldn't find what, Tony? What specifically couldn't they find?
Dave, we're not going to get it.
He's not going to get specific, so we're not going to know what he's talking about. Is that what you're saying? I mean, I'm asking clear questions.
You're the one getting it. They couldn't find the protein biomarker indicating that the virus even existed.
What protein biomarkers are you talking about specifically?
Because they didn't exist. Dave, we're not going to go there. I have heard you call in and want to rile up in a direction that's off topic.
No, I'm not trying to rile anyone up. I'm asking very specific questions, very honestly. And I'm not getting any answers. So if you could find the information, I'd love to hear it.
Saying semantics here, bud.
It's not semantics at all. You have identified no molecules. I'm a chemist.
You don't even know what
the virus is. Tony, I'll talk to you later. I got your number. I can call you up. Thanks.
Okay, sorry about that. We're going to move on.
I get these all the time, too.
Well, good on you. And, yeah, water off a duck.
These are people, like you said, they're basically trolls. They think they know something, and they think because they follow the media, and they don't know how to think for themselves. The guy doesn't even know what a virus is, doesn't know what a protein is, doesn't know what a biomarker is, and he's trying to come off here like he has some kind of, that he has some information or that he is intelligent. He has no intelligence. So, again, when you got some of the major universities in the United States that couldn't find any trace of this whatsoever, you know, and then you're hearing nurses that were involved in the, nurses that were involved in New York City. There was a nurse from Oklahoma. She was eyewitnessing that the people were dying from the treatment that they were giving these. They weren't dying from anything that had to do with a virus. And even the PCR test, after the 17th test, they become completely useless. They are testing people 40 and 50 times to get some results. So none of it was validated on any level. Wait till the next fake pandemic comes along. People will line up, like guys like him will line up around the block wanting 2 shots, you know.
Right.
It's just the way, it's just the way the mentality of people are. They have no idea, because most people are not really educated. They follow whatever they see on the media, whatever the news tells them is what they go by. And they don't have the capacity to think for themselves. They don't, like I said, doesn't even know what a virus is, doesn't know what a protein is, doesn't know what a metabolite is, has no idea. So when I threw these terms on, this is why he hung up, because now he's got to go look up what I was talking about.
Right. Yep. I think this is a perfect example, again, of that Hegelian dialectic. They create the problem. Then there's a reaction that they're steering with media and all sorts of control. And then they come up with the solution. And here it is. And that's how they keep moving like the masses and society. Through problem, reaction, solution, and the mind control.
I think,
and it.
I,
go
I
ahead.
Add fear to that, because I think this is what they've done. We have people here still wearing the mask for absolutely no reason. I never wore a mask the whole time this was going on. Nothing. Didn't use any solution in my hands because I looked at the chemical composition of those solutions. They were designed to cause kidney and liver failure. The mask is designed to increase carbon dioxide poisoning by a factor of 40%. It would hyper-accelerate the emotional part of the brain, and the brain damage was irreversible. So when they had everybody do this is, again, designed to, again, brain damage them, make them more conducive, more submissive to the authorities that will tell them whatever they want to do, and they'll march them right over a cliff, and they will gladly walk over it.
Scott, you have given 2 hours to this program. Do you want to get a chance to comment at this point?
I still think something can be done about this, believe it or not. If people got off the subject to stuff like COVID, and, well, not so much COVID, if people started talking about this biodigital convergence and this new economy that's coming in, I'd say I talk to everybody about this. They are interested. It's very few people that are interested in talking about this. The only ones that don't seem to be interested in talking about are involved in the science in some way. I do have people coming in the store here that are definitely involved in this. When I bring it up to them, they want to run out the door. The regular people all want to talk about this, and they all have questions regarding it. And they all wonder why they don't know about that policy arm I continuously talk about. They have questions regarding all of it. And I just figure that when this new economy does come in, I think it's coming in this year. I think we're in the transition phase right now, in the transition year, where a lot of new things are coming to play. And I think when this economy comes in, whether it's in the States with the Federal Reserve, CBDC, or Canada's, or in the European Union, that it all depends on our reaction to that. And if there's one time to find unity, it would be then. If we had the correct information and the right places to focus on our government, we could change a few things. Of course, it's not going to change the future of science with this new Web3 and da-da-da-da-da. They're not going to give up on this. But maybe some people will give up on the technology that's in their hands. Maybe some focus where I truly feel we got the conversation going regarding the policy arms in our government, and the government organizations responsible for this, and we all have them, no matter whatever government we're in. I seem to be able to find them quite easily. If we were focused on that rather than focused on running away or focused on what we're going to do, I think we got to face this head on. I'd much rather die on my feet fighting this than running off into the woods.
Let me ask a question.
I don't know.
One Canadian other. You're putting your faith that we can still work within the system to make a change. I disagree with you. When they shut down the trucker strike, yep. You know why they shut it down? Because China and the United States exerted pressure on Ottawa to shut it down because they were losing billions of dollars. We had outside interference, interfering in our affairs in Canada. That's why they shut it down.
I disagree with all that because I was at the truckers convoy. I was there.
I'm telling you the reality of it. And within a week, because I got the
I'll tell you the reality. That was a scam, and that I told people before the convoy even started that if they donated to that, they'd lose their money and be involved in a lawsuit with a business that's underneath me. Now, all that happened, and not one of them were willing. None of them. No, I'm talking now. Tony got to talk for a while. Now, only person, I went down to the truckers convoy, and I tried to put focus on the policy arm. They did not want to do it. You want to know why? Because it was part of the scam. It's part of the scam to bring in this new economy and bring in these new rules. Now, all part of the scam. The people on the top are part of the scam in that convoy. None of them wanted to fight the policy arm. They wanted to fight Justin Trudeau. These are policy arms that have been in our government for 30, 40, 50 years. It's all that was a scam.
But they were
all a scam. Nobody fought nothing
about.
There. They
but
brought
the
this
people
in.
You're talking about put there by the government.
I do believe
you're
that.
They shut down.
Oh, I'm sorry. I need to just...
I got,
in,
Now, if you want to go run away from this and not help your friends or family or help that's fine. Run away from it. I won't run away from it.
Hold on. Hold on, everyone.
I'm giving up on those people.
Okay, I hear you, and I also hear that we've got James
giving up on all those people. The only ones willing to talk about this convergence.
We have a
real human connection are people I'm seeing every day. And Jenna.
Yes.
And Jenna.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah,
thank you.
Okay, and we've got we've got a good one. We've got another Canadian on the line, James in Vancouver. I know he knows about communitarianism and the big picture. So James, jump in.
Yes, ma'am. I've been working in genetic engineering for about 25 years now. There never was a COVID-19 virus, okay? I've been saying that since about 100%. March of 2020, okay? Now, the good people of Canada often don't understand that when Washington says jump, Ottawa says how high, okay? We don't have, right? So I'll just let you guys go with that. And there was no COVID virus. It was never properly identified. There's ways to identify it using blood gas techniques. None of that was done. Everybody was scammed out of their mind. Okay, thanks, Kylie.
Wait, James, you have...
Yeah, what?
You do understand, you've been listening to RBN for quite some time, and the relationship with the international communitarian movement, can you see that in Canada and elaborate
to
our guests?
I'll tell you exactly how it happens, ma'am. A 16-year-old kid now can go to his doctor or her doctor and say, I think I'm tired of it all. I want to end it. And they get some signatures from doctors. They wait 90 days. And then they're whacked, okay? This is how it's going. That's your communitarianism, what they're doing, okay? Was that for the good of everybody, for the good of the people, or is it, the good of the many? Go ahead.
Yeah, the common good. Yep.
Yeah,
yep,
the common good. Well, there you go.
Yeah. And I feel that... I feel that inherently the individual state of life is like tearing at every morsel of people tear apart that sense of autonomy, independence, and joy in our being, because we are all here for a purpose, and they're trying to redesign the common purpose and one size fit all. Yes.
Well, you take these technologies, recombinant DNA, and all of what they're talking about, and the Neuralink, Elon Musk wants to do, that's like giving nitroglycerin to children, okay? The backscatter is going to be phenomenal. It's already here, but it's going to be, if they do this kind of crap, it's going to be even worse. So I'll let you guys go.
Thank you, James.
You're very welcome. I know.
Thanks, James.
Okay, we do have Pat in Fort Worth.
Hi. Yes, I want to tell you. I just want to tell you how much I appreciate what y'all are doing. I mean, this is like right down the way I've been looking at everything and trying to tell everybody. If you want anything, you better right now put it on a thumbnail drive and get print it out. Do whatever you have to do. Put it on a disc. Because they're already messing with our cell phones by listening to people out there. You know, your emails, none of your emails went through. None of them. One at a time. Okay? And they're putting things on this here cell phone, two at a time. I don't know what all that is. Because it's a Chinese damn phone. Motorola is a Chinese phone. And what I want to know is if the wind, they can't tell which way the wind's going to blow. So why would they want to start a nuclear war when God just might turn it around and blow it all back on them? But, you know, they're that stupid. Let's put it that way. They're that stupid to think that, oh, well, we're immune now. We're taking enough. Thanks, Chance. That was a good question. We're taking enough iodine. It's not going to bother us. And we don't care how many people of our own that die and all that. But I just, from Earth Day and everything, I was there on the first Earth Day, and I saw people worshiping the Earth. I saw it. I think it was on Easter. They did that instead of acknowledging Jesus. I'm 81, almost 81 years old. And yeah. Been there, done that, seen that.
I really appreciate your perspective and your and how you have seen these changes, and you recognize that the religion has turned upside down, and the Gaia worship is associated with all of it, with all of it.
And, I hate to say this, but on Four Winds 10, I don't know if y'all ever heard of that, there are people on there who literally think that human beings can get immune to any of this bothering them. Could that be how those Chinese are thinking and the people that are behind this mess? That we will mutate to where we can take all this graphene oxide and won't do anything to us and all this mRNA? Do you think that people really, that's a new religion?
They're believing in something what they call transhumanism, which again is a misinterpretation. This is about machines becoming people, but the way they're talking about incorporating technology into people so that they would be able to live longer and think faster and react better. But that's all sales pitch. And mRNA is not the only thing they put into those jabs. There was tRNA, siRNA, xRNA, a whole variety of nucleic acids they put in there. And the LNP itself was the operating system that they dumped the program that the AI designed in those peptides. So you can't, the third shot that they gave people inserted a third strand DNA. And also they incorporate 12 HIV proteins. The DNA is pretty much shot. There's no return. And even the Pfizer documentation tells you that once you get the third one, there's no going back. The first one that they gave, designed the program, the RNA, to develop an immune response to the corona, but nothing else. The second injection that gave people was designed to basically shut down the DNA's immune response, and the third one was basically to insert the third strand DNA. Whatever they've got in the fourth and fifth, that I don't know for sure. But the way it is right now, those people have gotten the third jab. As far as I know about genetics, and with nanotechnology, there is nothing that can be done with them unless you go through a process that I mentioned. And again, that's speculation because I haven't had a chance to actually do anything with it because I don't have the resources to do it. But you have to literally erase two operating systems at the exact same time, and then you have to erase the one operating system and then reboot the DNA with another process that a Japanese researcher developed. So
There are foods that I'm glad you mentioned magnesium, and people need to look up foods high in magnesium, like pinto beans. Really, it works. I know I have an irregular heartbeat, and if my magnesium gets low, according to my calcium, then I can feel it on my pulse. And pinto beans. And you know, you can keep all this. If they get bugs, well, just wash the bugs out and eat them anyway, you know, or sprout them in your window until you have green things. I mean, it's a lot of things. I wish we had a whole show every day talking about this, what the things that we can do in case of. See what I mean? But this, y'all are doing a real good job, and I beg people to try to come and listen to it, but now I'm going to tell them to go back and listen to it. I appreciate it so much. Okay, I'll let you go. But if Dave from New York calls, just conveniently cut him off. He's probably on the payroll. He always takes about 15 minutes.
Thanks, Pat. I really appreciate it.
I started to hang up. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Okay, we're reaching the end of the hour, and I think we do have I'm not too sure if we're taking a break, but any final words from our guests? And I want to mention someone in the chat just said, James, you're the man. Thanks for commenting and calling in. And thanks for all the people that have called in. I would like to invite our guests. Any final comments? Tony.
I don't know what to say. I mean, we comment. I don't know what know what you wanted me to comment on. I pretty much said everything you need to say. I don't really know what to say.
Oops. Oh, no worries. No worries. Scott, did you want to have a final comment?
My final comment is that this all originated from a U.S. biohacking law that started in California in June 2019 to be implemented in January 2020. That's what I got to say. That started all this.
And it is moving towards the central digital bank currency. And it may or may not be happening for a couple years, but you were saying in Canada, the Canadian government was saying that the CBDC was coming in 2023. So as we wait for the other shoe to drop, we do need to understand and come to terms with our own senses, our own sense of security. You know, what is it that makes us secure? Is it the bank account? Is it the house? Is it, you know, I think this is putting it all on ourselves to make good with what we've got in this life and make the best of it and make good choices in associating with others, because, you know, they might be the one in the foxhole with you. I'm getting a note from what?
You know, Jenna?
Yes?
Jenna, you know the Federal Reserve announced the CBDC back in November, right?
Oh, that's
the pilot
right.
Project.
Yeah.
We're at the last
phase.
Yeah, okay.
And you know what? I did go ahead and look in our state's CAFR, the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, and I'm seeing that there's a substantial investment in world equity bonds and also supranational investments, which is international, and also iMoneyNet, an upside-down I. Money net. And I'm like, well, that's probably going to be Washington State's digital currency. That's all I, you know, of course, they're not telling us ahead of time. But if people were to look at their, in the United States anyway, the CAFR, you'll see where all that money is going. And it's not going towards the people. They're just being taxed up the yin yang. I'm seeing another comment here. How many people Tony has helped on his channel with his health benefits? Tony, for the past 10 years, you have helped me through a lot of hard times, if you know it or not, and I want to thank you. You are salt of the earth, and I really appreciate how, I mean, turnaround of a day, any email, I really appreciate everything that you've done for us.
I try, eh? I mean, like I said, I'm working with a group of 10 people, 11 people, and we've been developing, working together on different things, and one of the guys in the group has taken the double barrel buck and he's taking out, he's evolving that technology. So now I'm waiting on his findings to see what he's getting, what he's, you know, to, he's doing something a little different. But again, what we've also done is put everything on BitChute. It's all for free. Go make the things yourself. You don't want to, then again, we can make it for you.
Is it Tony Pantaleresco? Are you Tony Pantaleresco on BitChute?
No, BitChute.com, and type in independence. There's about 28 different bits there showing you how to make things, again, target individuals, people that want to get the nano, whatever. All there.
Oh, we're. Oh, thank you, Tony. We're at the end of the show.
6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.